Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Ksubas Daf Mem Dalid. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage, and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins at the Mishnah that you'll find at the lower part of Daf Mem Dalet. Before we begin the Mishnah, you'll notice in the Mishnah itself there's quite a bit of numbering, and on the side under the Nosei Mivneh heading, we feature numbers 1 through 3 that you see in diamonds. Gimel Efshorios, three possibilities, Binyan Naro Hamurasa, regarding a Naro, the girl who is between the ages of 12 and 12 and a half, that's Murasa, that is married, that entered the first stage of marriage. She, and of course we're talking about a case that she had been raped. Shelo noheg bekulon dineha, that in each one of in these examples you'll see that the standard halachas that apply to the case of Nara Murasa as the Torah envisions things won't apply in each one in all of these cases. And what are the dinim we're referring to? You have shel skila, there's the need for the most capital punishment, which is stoning. And if you have a situation of a Naram Rasa concerning whom the husband cast aspersions about her fidelity, we call that Motzi Shemra. That involves Mea Kesef. If he turns out to be lying about her, claiming that she had been with another man and it turned out not so, he has to pay Mea Kesef, 100 pieces of silver. Im Hotziu Olea Shemra. So this is just by way of introduction, just to familiarize ourselves with the halachas that we'll be exposed to. Now we turn to the Mishnah. Hagiyores Shenizgairo Bita Imo. Of a mother and daughter that converted to Judaism. The Zinsa. And the girl, after she became a Nara, she entered marriage with a man, and she was Mizane. That means, and she engaged in intimacy with someone else. Hare Zu Bechenek. She will be guilty of the execution called chenek, strangulation, not stoning, which is the standard approach to a Nara Hamurasa that is involved with forbidden intimacy. In this case, we're dealing with a girl who converted, and hence the penalty changes. The Rashi explains, Harezu Bechenek, Ve'afilu, we're reading Rashi, Ve'afilu Nizgaira Pusa Mibas Sholoshonim, the Becheskes Psul, even if her conversion was under 3 years of age, where she would be considered a virgin, which is another one of we'll call it the requirements of the Naro Hamurasa that behaves in a wayward fashion to be considered subject to skila, not so over here. Now, the idea of converting under 3 years of age means that prior to 3 years of age, if she had any intimacy in her pre-converted state, the basulim would have grown back, the virginity would have reappeared within her anatomy. So she's considered a basula. Nevertheless, there's no skila, there's no stoning. The chiksiva skila, the Torah, when it writes about the skila form of execution, B'nara hamrasa b'Yisrael ksiva. It's speaking about a nara hamrasa that is of, let's say, of Jewish origin. D'chtiv. The pasuk says ki asa nevala b'Yisrael. And here you're dealing with a girl whose origin was not from within Israel, not within the Jewish people. Hence the skila, punishment, is not imposed, rather chenek. Let's continue in the Mishnah. Ein lo lo pesach beis ahav v'lo mea sela. The pasuk that describes the execution of the girl, the nara hamurasa that had forbidden intimacy, the pasuk describes her being taken to her, to the entrance to her father's house. Not so over here. The pasuk in Dvorim Perek Chof Beis pasuk Chof Aleph says, "Votziu es hanara el pesach beis avio skalua." But here she doesn't have a father, because technically speaking, when a and here we're speaking not in biological terms, we're talking in halachic terms. A person who converts to Judaism, anyone to whom they may have been related to before their conversion, upon conversion they're considered as if they are newborns. They are born anew, and hence they don't have any relatives from the past. In this case, she doesn't have a father. Likewise, there's no payment of mea. So if this girl who converted eventually marries, and the husband casts aspersions regarding her fidelity, and he turns out to be a liar, she will not collect the 100 pieces of silver. Once again, because the Torah that mandates these situations describes the women as having been B'Yisrael, whose origins were from within the Jewish people. Let's continue with a second example, number two. A woman who became impregnated before she converted. But while pregnant, she converted. And then, after her conversion, she bore a child. She bore a little girl. And the girl grows up, and she enters marriage. And as a nara, she participates in forbidden intimacy with someone other than her husband. Harezu b'skila. She will be subject to the skila punishment. Parenthetically, the different forms of court execution are graded from, we'll say, from the more serious to the less serious. Skila, according to the opinion of the Chachamim, is the most serious form of execution. So, in a case like this, where she, though she was conceived while the mother was still not Jewish, the birth was after her mother converted. Now the result of this is harezu b'skila, as we said, v'ein lo lo pesach b'sa'av lo me'asela. With regard to these points beis and gimel, it is like that which we saw above. The third case, her conception and birth was after her mother had converted. Kedusha means in holiness, but it means for our purposes that the mother had converted to Judaism before she conceived this child, before she conceived this girl. So a girl whose conception and birth was b'kedusha harei hi kebas Yisrael l'chol dver, she's considered like a girl of the Jewish people, straightforward girl of the Jewish people, and all of the halachas would apply. There would be skila, it would be pesach beis avia, and if the husband turns out to be lying concerning her fidelity, she would collect or payment of the 100 pieces of silver would be made. The slash mark indicates that the following is a new idea. Here we're talking about a Yisraelis, a regular Jewish girl that entered marriage, and there was a znus that took place. Yesh lo av v'ein lo pesach beisav. Imagine a girl has a father, but he's homeless. He doesn't have a house. Yesh lo pesach beisav v'ein lo av. Her father died, but he left a house. So there's a house with an entrance to it, but there's no father. Harezu b'skila. Either way, the girl who became the nara that became an arusa, if she behaves in forbidden intimacy, she is subject to stoning. Lo nemar pesach beisavia elo lemitzvah. The pasuk reference to the stoning at the entrance to her father's house is simply the mitzvah, the preferable way of doing things, but it's not a binding factor. And hence, even in the absence of an entrance to her father's house, i.e., he doesn't have a house, or there is no father, that doesn't eliminate the skila form of execution. We turn to Amud Beis, the top line, Mino Hani Mili. Rashi explains at the top, Mino Hani Mili, from where do we know, Shorosu Shalo Bigdusha, Veleidosa Bigdusha, Biskila, that in the event that the conception was prior to the mother's conversion, but the birth was after the mother converted, that warrants the Skila form of execution. Omar Reish Lokish, Omar Kro, there is an extra word that in the pasuk it says va mesa. This you can see in Perek Chof Beis in Dvorim, pasuk Chof Aleph, where the pasuk reads votziu es hanara el pesach beisavia uskalua anshe ira bavonim, and she stoned va mesa. You know, of course, if she stoned, she would die. Why does the pasuk spell that out? Vomesa. So that's what we call an extra expression. Ki osan evolo b'Yisrael is nois beisovio v'yarta rami kibecha. So the word vomesa appears as a what they call kroyasera, an extra expression. Lerabois to include. We're continuing the Gemara on the second line from the top. Lerabois to include hayrosa shelo b'gdusha v'leidosa b'gdusha. To include even that case as being subject to skila. Ihachi, milka, nami, lilki, umea, sela, nami, lishalem. Well, if vomesa is coming to marbe, the case of hayros shel b'kedusha, so then why don't the other halachas fall into place as well? Namely, that if the husband lies about her, so then there will be malkos in this case, and there would be the payment of the 100 pieces of silver. Why not? Omar kro vomesa lemisa nisrabsa velo liknas. The example of hayrosa shelo bikdusha veleidosa bikdusha is included, but only with regard to the form of execution, not with regard to the other halachas that we made reference to. So it's limited to the mesa. Mesa itself means death. So it's so that we're marba only with regard to skila, not with regard to the other aspects. Question, and you should note we have a mivneh, a note on the side. We have a no say also, which we didn't read, but let's read it now. May amilava mesa b'posuk marbim hayrosu shelo b'kedusha v'leidosa b'kedusha l'skila. From the word v'mesa, we included a girl who was conceived prior to the mother's conversion, but the birth after the mother had converted. With regard to skila, the mivneh, the triangle that appears here, highlights the word v'ema. And these are hatsos, nosafos, shinarbe, oisam, mi, v'mesa. Additional suggestions as to what we would marbe include through the word vomesa. So our Gemara asks on the fifth line from the top, V'eimol l'rabbis hirosa v'leidosa v'kdusha. Maybe vomesa comes to include a girl who was conceived and born all after the mother had converted. The Gemara says, I don't need a pusuk to be marba that. Ahi Yisraelis Malyasi. That's a full-fledged Jewish girl. Her mother conceived her after her mother was Jewish. So the girl herself is a Yisraelis Malyasi, a complete Jewess. There's no need to have a special pusuk to be marba to include her. V'yemah, why not say the rabbi say Rosa Leidosa Shalobik Dusha? Go the other way and include even someone whose conception and birth were prior to the mother's conversion. The Gemara says, no, that we're not going to include vis-a-vis Skila, because in came Be Yisrael, my Ahani lay. The Pusik made reference to Be Yisrael. The Pasuk says ki also nevola b'Yisrael, that she did something despicable b'Yisrael, and b'Yisrael indicates that the girl had some kind of, let's say, origin in the Jewish people. That cannot be said regarding a girl whose birth was prior to the mother's conversion. That girl had to have a separate conversion. So the Gemara is then telling us that the word Bistro, of what benefit would be Bistro, which is as a limiting factor, be if I'm going to include even Hayrosa Valedosa Shalo Bekdusha. As you can see, we have a slash mark indicating that which follows is a new idea. We also will see a diamond marking, and that's explained on the side under the Mivneh. Hamosi Shemra Al Hayisoma. And you'll have Hakatana. Those are featured with double underlines. Motzi Shemra, once again, is a case of a husband casting aspersions suspicions concerning his wife's fidelity after he had already married her. If he turns out to be a liar, so he's called a motzi shemra, and as a motzi shemra, so there is there's a punishment of lashing, and there is a fine of 100 pieces of silver that have to be paid. Omar Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, Hamotzi Shemra Al Hayesoima Potter. One who is Motzi Shemra on an orphan girl, she doesn't have a father, and the husband nevertheless lied about her, he is exempt from the aforementioned punishments. Shenemar V'nosnu Lavi Hanara. The husband has to pay the father of the girl, of the Nara. Prat Lizu, this pasuk comes to exclude this case of the Yisoma She'ain Lo'av, she doesn't have a father. She's an orphan, she doesn't have a father. Mosiv Rav Yossi Barov and Vitema Rav Yossi Bar Zvida. So Rav Yossi raises an objection from a Tanaic source that opens with a pasuk from the case of seduction. It says, V'imo'ein Yomein Avia. If the father of the seduced girl doesn't want the seducer to marry his daughter, so the pasuk says the seducer then must pay money. L'rabois yisoyma l'knas. This includes the case of a yisoma, of an orphan girl, that if she were seduced, so the a knas payment must be made. That's Divrei Rabbi Yossi Glili. Who Moisiv law? And by the way, so what's the problem? We see that a yisoma, let's say a defilement, a forbidden intimacy with the yisoma does generate the need to pay. That is a problem for what Rabbi Yossi taught above in the diamond with the double underlined Al Yisama Potter that we saw. Gemara continues, Hu Moisiv Law, Hu Mefarik Law. Rav Yossi raised the question, he also answers. Bevor Aleha V'achakach Nisyasmo. The source that says that the Yisoma Knas payment must be made is a case where the intimacy had taken place while the father was still alive, and then he died. Notice we have a number two. Rava Omar Chayev. This is a throwback to the number one, where Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said that Motzi Shemra Yisoma is exempt. Rava says that Motzi Shemra on Yisoma is Chayev. Mimai, from where does Rava know that? Vidutoni Ami, from Ami's teaching. Besulas Yisrael, the Pasuk mentions that that term, Besulas Yisrael, and we infer from that the lo Besulas Gerim. Now, a gioris, let us point out, a gioris is a woman, and we mentioned this earlier, that doesn't have a father. The Torah doesn't recognize any familial connection when you're dealing with a convert. Now, we pointed out that Rava said that a Motzi Shemra Yisoma has to pay the knas, and he knows it from this Tanaic source, a very brief source. E amris bishlamo ki haygavno b'Yisrael mechayev. If you say that the parallel case of a Jewish girl, also who doesn't have a father, that's where the father died. She's called the Yisoma. So in that sense, she's parallel to the Besulas Gerim. Both do not have fathers. One in legal terms and one in physical terms. So if you say that the parallel case by a Jewish girl who's a Yisoma, Mechayev, there is an obligation to pay the Knas. Hainu d'itzdrich kro l'muti gerim. Hence I need the pasuk that says Besuli Yisrael to exclude gerim. Eloi amers b'Yisrael ki gav the potter. If you're going to say, like Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said before, that one who's motzi shemra on a yisoma is exempt, hashta b'Yisrael potter begerim mibaya. If I tell you that for a girl who's born into a Jewish family, just technically speaking, has to be an orphan, that there's an exemption there, do I have to tell you about an exemption by gerim? That would be very obvious. So you don't need a pasuk to tell me that which is obvious. It must be, therefore, not like Rabbi Yossi taught, but rather like Rava. Omar Rish Lakish, Hamotzi Shemra Al Haktana Potter. Shenemar, the pasuk says, V'nosa V'nosnu La'avi Hana'ara. The money for having lied about the girl is paid to the father of the Nara. Nara Molei Diber HaKosuv. The pasuk that describes the payment to the father of the Nara, it spells out Nara Molei, means it's written in with a hay in it. And that indicates Nara and not a Katana. Maskif law, and note that this is a long question. Maskif law of Achobar Abba. Taimu de Kosov Bo Hanara. The reason that you're, or the basis from which you're reaching the conclusion of the Ptur by Moshe Shemaktana is because of the way the word is written. Ha lav achi, Avamina afilu ketana. And if not for that, I would have thought that the parsha of Motzi Shein Ra applies to a minor as well. But Hoksiv, it says in that section, it says, Tim emes hayadover, if it turns out that the husband is saying the truth, that she was with another man after their erison, lo nimsu besulim lenara, vahotziu esanara el pesach besavios kulua. The pasuk says that what the husband's claim is turns out to be true, then she will be taken to her father's home and stoned. So who's being described in this parsha we call the parsha of Motzi Shem Ra? Could it possibly be referring to a minor? It couldn't be referring to a minor. Uktano lav bas oinshini. She's not deserving of execution. She's a minor. So I don't need the word hana'ara spelled with a hey at the end to be the basis of excluding the ketana. I know that ketana is not the subject of this section, because this section of the Torah describes that if the husband is telling the truth, there's a death penalty, and a death penalty would never be given to a minor. So now the question remains, what does the hana'ara word teach me? If it's spelled out with a hey at the end, what does that mean? What does it do for us? Elokan na'ara. Rather, here in Motzi Shem Ra, because of the death penalty that is associated with this particular section, I realize that you're dealing with a non-minor, with a na'ara. And it just so happens that the word Nara is spelled out with a hey here. From this point, we then can jump to the rest of the Torah. Ha'kol mokim shenema Nara. However, in the rest of the Torah where the word Nara is not spelled with the hey, afilu ktana b'mashma, that will indicate to us that even a minor is included. Now, this point we've seen before in the Gemara, but here the Gemara repeats it, and that is that it's not that the hay is teaching me that the parsha of Motzi Shem Ra is dealing with a gedola, with a nara. I know that from the skila that's present. But at the same time, the word nara in this parsha, which deals with a non-minor, is spelled with the hay. Therefore, in all other cases where it's spelled without the hay, the Torah is including a ketana in those other discussions, those other sections of the Torah. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.